Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says more rapid coronavirus tests are on the way. The president also saying this morning that another coronavirus vaccine trial has entered phase three testing. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying this morning that any vaccine will be rigorously tested before it's used.
You don't want a vaccine to be available widely to the American public unless it's been shown to be safe and effective. Safe and effective.
As of yesterday, coronavirus cases in the U.S. reached at least 6 million and counting. President Trump's to visit Kenosha, Wisconsin today, expected to speak about violence that's erupted there over the past week after the police shooting of Jacob Blake. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Firefighters are gaining some ground again against a huge wildfire burning east of San Jose, California. The 383,000-acre fire, now 60% contained, a gain of 10% since Sunday. The fire has injured at least five people, and it's destroyed more than three dozen structures. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon's criminal trial's now been scheduled. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
The federal judge presiding over the case against Steve Bannon and three other men who allegedly defrauded donors with a fundraising campaign to build a wall along the southern border set a May 24, 2021 trial date for those four charged in the scheme. Bannon, who served as chief strategist for President Donald Trump, pled not guilty to charges earlier this month. He was released on $5 million bond and had to forfeit his passport.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones and S&P are both down a bit while the NASDAQ is up a little, and this is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For frequent flyers, it's kind of a big deal, as United Airlines is dropping change fees. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
United Airlines is taking a big step to get customers back during the coronavirus pandemic. CEO Scott Kirby announcing the airline is permanently scrapping its $200 ticket change fee for domestic flights. United Airlines Chief Communications Officer Josh Earnest says this move is here to stay.
This is a permanent change. We're not planning to, we don't have any plans to change this. We're going to have to make some fundamental changes in this business. This business has been totally disrupted by the coronavirus. And we've been, here at United, we've been actually at the leading edge of many of these changes, from the way that we disinfect our planes to a requirement that people wear masks. At least when it comes to disinfection and cleaning, we think a lot of those policies are also going to be permanent, that we want to do more to build people's confidence in the cleanliness of the environment that they're flying in. This is another example of a change where we are leading, and this is a change that definitely will be permanent.
American and Delta also announcing they're removing change fees on most domestic flights as well.
And tennis star Serena Williams begins play at the U.S. Open in New York City today. She's going to be aiming for her 24th Grand Slam singles title. A 24th championship would tie her with Hall of Famer Margaret Court for the most Grand Slam singles titles ever. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking about medical care with someone that we've had previous conversations. It's been a while since we've spoken with Dr. Josh Umber, founder of Atlas MD, but you've heard me brag about him and what they have been offering across the country for a number of years, and we're honored to have Josh back with us. Dr. Umber, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, the conversation continues, even since the last time you and I talked about healthcare in America and how you have really provided a smarter way for people to participate. We only wish that we had coverage, in every city across the country, because what you are offering and your ideas are just so commonsensical.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it is growing. We see between 10 and 30 new clinics start up every month doing this model, and that's only increased post-COVID.
Right. Well, I got to imagine, so to bring everybody up to speed, and maybe even those doctors that have heard about Atlas MD and about the success and the service to the communities, give them an idea of what's going on with Atlas MD.
The Atlas is a part of the direct primary care movement, or direct care movement, as we see more specialists get involved, that says we're probably getting our health care, purchasing it in the wrong way. We don't need to insure everything. We just need to insure the expensive stuff. So the direct care model is Netflix to Blockbuster. It is a flat monthly membership based on age for, quote-unquote, unlimited services that we can do in the office. No co-pays, free telemedicine, hour-long appointments, unlimited appointments, but then other value adds like wholesale medicines and labs. Mm-hmm. Walmart has the $4 a month list. We have the $4 a year list. Wow. We have over 100 medicines under $15 a year. Your routine blood work would be $15, $20 a year. So if we can really innovate in ways that lower the cost of care, that ultimately means we can lower the cost of health insurance, which is good for patients, it's good for employers, it really is good for everybody.
And it puts the power of one's health care back in the hands of the people it belongs, the patient and the doctor, right?
Right. Not to necessarily give the insurance companies a break here, but if we ask someone else to pay for it, then we're giving someone else a lot of that decision-making. No insurance doesn't want you to have name-brand Lexapro because it costs $12 a pill. Mm-hmm. But when you buy generic wholesale Lexapro, it's 4 cents a pill. And so, you know, at that price, you don't need someone else involved in this. You can decide, you know, how you want to do it yourself. And so then it just means that their involvement is less and less as things get more and more affordable.
Josh, have you had any conversations with the administration? Because I've said this from day one, what you have come up with makes so much sense and should be right in the wheelhouse of Donald Trump and his ambition to provide, you know, once again, world-class health care to America.
Well, we've gotten very close. We were able to work with the executive branch a year ago, May, on an executive order that gave a lot of support to the direct care model and co-ops as a form of insurance, et cetera. So that was great. And we are working with the campaign. We're apolitical. We'd work with any campaign that right. wanted to improve this, but it tends to be the right side that supports more of a market-based approach to solving healthcare, because it's a nuanced conversation to say the solution is actually less insurance, because our whole lives we've always argued for more insurance. But I don't need car insurance that covers gasoline, because gasoline is relatively affordable.
Right.
Exactly. So I think it opens up a lot of opportunities to help people get more care more often while actually helping the economy.
Josh, when a patient first gets involved with Atlas MD and the direct primary care model, I got to imagine, because this is a little bit of a shift, and maybe in some cases it might sound too good to be true. So how do you get them past that first step to where they realize, yeah, this is I'm a genius. I made a great move and a great decision, right?
You're right. No. We do love to hear that it sounds too good to be true. And we love the fact that we can deliver on that. And I think if we're going to make bold claims, we just need to provide clear evidence of those claims. And so a lot of people will ask the questions like you'd expect. How do you get my medicine cheaper? And we just show them. We show them what the true cost of care is. When they realize that now their doctor can spend an hour with them because they're not spending, you know, more time charting for insurance billing than they are on patient care, a lot of these things just start to make sense. Almost to the point they say, well, why haven't I seen it sooner? Or why isn't it growing faster? To which we'd say, you know, Wednesday is our 10-year anniversary. Wow. It took Starbucks 16 years to get 17 stores, and this movement's really gone from a handful of doctors in 2010 to over 1,000 doctors doing it in 2020. So it really is this wonderful grassroots movement that patients are embracing as they start to see it helping themselves.
Yeah, and as much as it's a bit of a challenge for patients, you know, for doctors as well, right?
You know, it is. I think it's harder for doctors to get that red pill.
Yeah.
'Cause this isn't just change one thing. This is change your entire business structure. Stop taking insurance. Start doing something different. And it means I've got to be very responsive to the customer, because now I can't hide behind insurance. I've got to solve problems I wasn't used to solving, like getting wholesale meds and wholesale labs and hopefully the cost of these things. But as we take ownership of that, then we get, you know, a lot of power to fix these things. And as physicians see that, you know, post COVID, insurance visits plummeted, part because right. people losing their job, part because they're afraid to go to the clinics, et cetera, being homebound. So doctors are realizing that a predictable membership model is much more sustainable than this kind of fee for service blockbuster, only bill someone's insurance when they walk through the door type model.
Right.
So it's kind of a natural evolution.
Well, not to mention the fact that if you have to bill the insurance, you got probably about 30, 35, 40% of the billing process chewed up in administrative costs. And then last I heard from my personal doctor and one of my best friends is that, you know, he waits on average 90, 120 days for payment. And,
yeah.
and what you've set up is a model of cash and carry. So I imagine for the doctors at the front, it sounds good. The other hand is that, like you said, you've got to shift the paradigm a bit and become more service oriented.
No, you nailed it. I think it's it's right at that 40-45% overhead mark that we get to carve off. The average doctor in this model would have one RN each versus 5 to 7 full-time staff to help play the insurance game. And now it does create or incentivize a culture of, I want to say, customer service or hospitality.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Josh Umber after this. Stay with us.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent we are, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And our conversation with Dr. Josh Umber from Atlas MD continues. Dr. Umber, you were talking before about pharmaceuticals, and as we discussed before, you have pre-negotiated discounted rates that blow people away. Part of it is, I believe, is that, the cost of delivery of pharmaceuticals has that middleman, that pharmacy benefit manager involved, and you found a way to get around that?
You know, I'd like to say we found your proprietary way, but it's simpler than that. This is kind of the way it's always been, and just doctors weren't aware of it. So they didn't take ownership of the problem, so they didn't go looking for those solutions. 44 states allow physicians to dispense medicines from their office. So this is something that basically most docs can do, and they just didn't realize that they can get 1,000 metformin pills for diabetes for $11.
Oh, wow.
Just didn't know. So they never offered it to patients. So it created this weird market where you really only had 65-75% of the market. The retail pharmaceutical market is held by 3 or 4 major companies. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to be competitive. And in fact, they kind of have insurance over a barrel there when it comes to negotiating those prices. So they want their stock ticker to go up every year. So once you got past your copay, which I think was one of the initial problems, you weren't very cost sensitive. This is $10 or $20 for generic or name brand for me. Mm-hmm. And I don't see the mess that happens behind the scenes until my insurance premiums go up next year. So when you can actually have, you know, small physician practices out competing CVS, Walmart, Walgreens, Express Scripts by 90%, I think it proves you have a broken market. I shouldn't be able to beat Walmart when it comes to retail products.
Right.
But I can because they're not trying to be as valuable to the consumer as they should be.
Right. How are the docs, I mean, when the docs realize this and you lay this out to them to say what an added service you're able to give to your patients by being able to offer these kind of discounted rates?
Oh, I think, you know, there's a lot of disbelief from them too. They've been in the system for a long time and they assume it to be just too hard to fix. This
yes.
is a big problem. Mm-hmm. And ironically, in sort of a learned helplessness type of way, we complain that government and insurance have made healthcare problematic. But then we turn around and say, no, government and healthcare, government and insurance fix it. But the same people we think made it bad, we're giving them the authority to fix it rather than taking it on ourselves. Once we do take it on ourselves, we start to see these solutions open up all around us, that there's cash physical therapists that are 80% less, that I can get a CT for $150 cash price instead of $2,000, because there's lots of people that want to reach the customer that's willing to pay cash.
Exactly.
It's faster, it's easier, it's less insurance headache and hassle. So they kind of have this awakening as well that this is a very viable option.
Mm-hmm. Well, and recently the president he's putting force on Congress, you know, to pass even by executive order a bill to where, you know, pharmaceuticals had to charge the same rate for everybody. And, you know, on the surface, this may seem like a potential fix, but I'm not sure that that's the answer. What do you see in all this?
I think the president has made a lot of solid attempts at fixing healthcare pricing to the degree that he can in that position,
mm-hmm.
knowing that most solutions that he can propose are going to be legislative or governmental.
Mm-hmm.
We can try to affect Medicare purchasing prices and negotiating options, et cetera. But to import meds from Canada, Canada has about 33 million people versus America's 330 million people.
Right.
So we can't just get all of our meds from Canada, but also the Canadian government pays the pharmaceutical companies to keep those initial prices low. So they're low for other reasons that we can't just lean on. Mm-hmm. So we really do need a market-based approach. But when the president tries to stop PBMs, and that has to go through Congress, that dies inevitably in Congress because they are some of the largest lobbying groups.
Exactly. Yeah, so, when their wallets extend to their back pocket, it's always a problem, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So this is a rare market-based solution that he could embrace. It's been around for nearly 10 years. It's alive and well in every state and doesn't require any legislation. Mm-hmm. So this would be a very unique opportunity to step outside of that D.C. bubble and propose real solutions that kind of, shovel-ready projects, boots on the ground, live ways to decrease the cost of care.
Yeah, and in this release that I got, Josh, it talks about how these, how the system, direct primary care, is able to reduce emergency room visits, right? By over 40%?
By over 40%. Just by having a doctor available, I think after hours for sure, but knowing that if something goes wrong, I'm not going to miss work tomorrow because I have to try to get into the doctor's office, that my doctor will call, text, email me at times that work well for me.
Right.
And, I was an ER doctor for a long time, depending on the study, and depending on the ER, anywhere from 20 to 70% of emergency room visits mm-hmm. are really just for urgent care type things, coughs, colds, sore throats, rashes, backaches. And those can be managed well by a good family doctor, a good internist, a good pediatrician, and at a fraction of the cost. So an x-ray in the ER is going to be $500. An x-ray cash price at an independent provider, $40, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 kind of hours.
Wow.
So
wow.
If we can wash those things, and most ankle sprains aren't broken, it's a soft tissue injury, then you can work with your doctor to say, do we need emergent care and is it worth the price, or can we manage this in ways that, are a fraction of the cost? A migraine, the treatment will cost $1,500 that we can do for two.
Wow.
That's a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
So we reduce the number of visits, but also just the cost of care overall.
Now, Josh, you said earlier that you're in every state of the union. I thought we were still expanding, but we're in every state now?
There's direct care practices in every state, I believe. I think North Dakota was the last holdout. I think we got one open there a couple months ago.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's awesome. So just like last time, people are going to deluge us with phone calls. I direct them to Atlas MD, right? Is that where you still want them to settle in, whether it was a doctor or a patient that's looking for a direct primary care service, right?
Absolutely. They can email us at hello@atlas.md, or our website is atlas.md as well. There's two maps. Atlas.nd/map, M-A-P, and maps, M-A-P-S. So there's two good maps for finding where doctors like us are in your area. But we're happy to answer patient questions, doctor questions, employer questions, insurance broker questions, anything to grow the movement.
Well, and I think the other thing that the people can do in hearing this, if it's not in their area, you'd be surprised if you went to the doctor, if enough of you went to the doctor and said, hey, look, I think you need to check this out, because sometimes that's what that's how marketing works. It doesn't necessarily always happen from the outside in. Sometimes it's inside out where the doctor says, wait a minute, I've got a market for this. Maybe I need to look into this. Dr. Josh Schumber has been our guest, the founder of Atlas MD. Josh, real quick, one more time, where they can go for more information.
They can email hello@atlas.md or our website at www.atlas.md, medical doctor. And there's a little chat bot there as well that they can reach out to us.
Josh, again, we thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Be well.
Anytime. Thanks.
Dr. Josh Schumber right here on Bill Martinez Live.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Favored by students and young adults, Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance banking account provides clients with ways to help them establish and maintain responsible money management skills. Christian Baumfalk, Bank of America.
Developing smart financial habits, like budgeting and saving, is essential, especially during these uncertain economic times. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping young adults and students succeed by providing them with best-in-class products, like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, as well as educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
More than 2 million clients now use Advantage Safe Balance Banking, which allows them to bank without overdraft fees. Students under the age of 24 are also eligible for a waiver to cover the monthly maintenance fee on both the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account and the Bank of America Advantage Savings Account. For more, visit bankofamerica.com/student banking. Again, that's bankofamerica.com/student banking.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wisconsin's Democratic governor says he's not pleased about it, but President Donald Trump will be visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin today, following violence in the streets there after the police shooting of Jacob Blake earlier this month. Here's more from correspondent Bob Haig.
Trump plans to tour damage in the city and meet with law enforcement and the National Guard. Trump said he'd not be meeting with the family of Jacob Blake, the black man shot by Kenosha police, because lawyers would be present.
In the nation's capital, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says she's worried about the nation descending into a race war. At a news conference yesterday, the Democrat said recent rioting in her city alone could be organized and funded and could amount to domestic terrorism. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, this back-to-school season clearly is unprecedented. And, well, I'll tell you, I remember in years gone by what it was like getting our family ready for back to school, but this year presents a whole different set of challenges. And lucky for us, we have the CEO of Sitter City, Elizabeth Hart, is going to be joining us to help us navigate child care constraints as schools reopen. Well, as plans for the new school year start to take shape across the country, it's clear there's not going to be one size fits all, right? After being stretched thin for months of being the sole source of child care education and enrichment for their children, parents are facing a back-to-school season like never before. Between 100% remote homeschooling and hybrid models, parents have a lot of additional work on their plates, to say the least. Even families heading back to school in person have new hurdles to face. Elizabeth Hart, as I mentioned, she's a mother of two and CEO at Sitter City, is here to share insights and resources for parents planning for back to school regardless of their learning situation. Also going to talk how the pandemic has shed a bright light on the child care crisis and provide families actionable ways to prepare for and find the support they need as the school year gets underway. Elizabeth, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thanks for having me.
Hey, let's talk about the new child care constraints facing parents during the current pandemic. I mean, you've spent a lot of time networking, talking with others, research. I mean, you've got all the goods on this. Tell us what you're dealing with.
Bill, I think you really hit the nail on the head in talking about back to school was always a stressful time, and child care has always been overwhelming for parents in a lot of ways, but this, the pandemic has taken this to a whole new level, and that uncertainty for parents around which of those scenarios that you mentioned they'll have to work with this year, you know, 100% remote or 100% in person, some hybrid version of that, or entirely homeschooling. Some parents are opting to take their kids out and homeschool for the year. So there's many of those scenarios, and they're also not sure if they start with one, if that may change and they'll be going down another path. So in normal years, it's hard to plan for back to school, but this year it's especially challenging. So we see a lot of families turning to in-home care that perhaps in the past hadn't turned to that solution, and that is a whole new set of questions and needs that parents have.
Well, there's no doubt, as you say, that there's such an increase in interest in hiring child care this fall like never before, right?
That's right. I mean, we are seeing a 400% increase on the platform from a year ago. We're also seeing, from just the general demand, last summer we saw about two-thirds of our parent activity was looking for more occasional child care or slotting in to fill gaps, date night sitters. This year you see about two-thirds of the activity on the platform looking for long-term consistent care to help mom and dad be able to get to work themselves and make sure that their children are having enriched schooling experiences, but also getting out and getting away from their screens and taking a bike ride or, you know, painting a painting in the backyard with a professional child care provider.
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth, you know, what are you finding in terms of new ideas that parents are coming up with? I mean, look, we're creative beings, and, you know, as you say, they run the whole spectrum of maybe a short-term to a long-term idea because, you know, if the truth be known, we just don't know how long this is going to last and how far into 2021 we may be dealing with this.
That's right. I think parents and sitters have gotten extremely creative to come up with solutions because this is clearly a marathon. One important trend we're seeing is the creation of learning pods. So you see in a neighborhood or from a class or within an extended family, families grouping together four, five, six kids, getting them together in a safe setting with a professional babysitter or nanny, getting them help with their remote schoolwork, tutoring, coaches helping them to go out and do some, you know, play soccer a little bit. They're missing gym and missing recess. And so really parents getting quite creative about these odds. And then each day on our platform, we're seeing an average of 3,000 new caregivers join, because there are lots of teachers and tutors and coaches who are looking for work and can help these parents with the situation that they're in. We also have seen tremendous uptick in a new offering that we put together at the beginning of the pandemic. We now offer virtual sitting. So this allows families to hire a professional caregiver to connect with their children over whatever technology platform works for them, you know, Zoom or FaceTime. And these are shorter sittings, normally somewhere between 45 minutes and an hour and a half, but they're a tool that parents didn't really have in the past. You couldn't in the past, you know, attract a sitter to come over for such a short period of time. But since these are virtual, the sitter doesn't have to pay gas money or get on a subway or something. And so parents are able to kind of fill unusual blocks of time with virtual sitting. So, you know, difficult time, absolutely, but we do see families and sitters getting really creative about ways to make it as positive as possible for children.
Well, we're talking about the challenges and opportunities of, you know, getting our kids back to school, and some great ideas here being shared and offered to us by a working mother of two, Elizabeth Harris. Experiences daily the challenges of finding, scheduling, communicating with, and paying the network of sitters that care for her children. As the CEO of the first and largest digital platform
connecting families with reliable child care, Sitter City. She's leading the company on an ambitious course to make child care finally work. Well, bless your heart, Elizabeth, for doing this. I mean, you know, to make child care finally work and these ideas and how you're benefiting, you know, all these families. I mean, this is awesome.
I did want to provide a great resource, Bill, for your listeners at sittercity.com/back to school. We've aggregated a huge back-to-school guide, a bunch of free content that can help families navigate whatever path they are facing, whether that's 100% remote or hybrid, whatever path they're on. There's a ton of content there that can be of help. And then as they think about posting a job and hiring a sitter during COVID, just condition, you know, tips and tricks to go through that process to make sure that there's good communication and the sitters and families can be aligned with safety and, you know, their approach to these really unusual times.
Exactly. I love the idea of pods. I think that's excellent. You say the job posts have increased something like, 400% in the last month alone?
Exactly. You know, I think in the spring, parents were never thought the rest of the school year would necessarily be online, but now as they've had to DIY their own camps over the summer and are looking towards another entire school year potentially digitally, they really are trying to find ways to support their children academically, but as I said, they also are trying to make sure that the social aspects of school and other benefits that children get from that face-to-face interaction and socialization and recreation, that that's recreated too. And frankly, that the responsibility of all of that is spread out over several families, that can really alleviate some of the stress because everyone's is in this together, even if we're separate.
Yeah, right.
And so creating these pods, right, you can have different families on any given day taking responsibility for the pod, and you have a little bit of sort of shared responsibility.
This is an excellent resource. Remind everybody, Elizabeth, where they can go for more information.
Yeah, so sittercity.com/back to school is the best place to start. They can get all the content they need.
Well, she's the CEO of Sitter City. Elizabeth Harris has been with us. Elizabeth, thank you so much for all the information. Appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! With no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, you can call me Al. Yes, the one and only Al Parada from stream.org. Always good to have you with us, Al. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. How about you?
Well, not too bad. We got through two interesting conventions, one more virtual than the other, but a clear contrast between the two, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm still, like, jaw-dropped over the fireworks at the end of the Republican convention.
Wasn't that cool?
Do you realize that?
Well, now the Dems want to exercise some sort of Hatch Act infringement because he had fireworks. I mean, they were complaining and wanted to sue over everything that was going on there. I mean, we're gonna impeach the president over fireworks, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it was so cool. But you gotta, for folks who don't know the layout of D.C., because of the law, you know, the thing about the Washington Monument being the tallest thing in building, and you can't really have many high buildings, you launch Trump 2020 above, up near that height,
yes,
you're being seen over the whole, like, the whole basin, that whole flat basin, so into Virginia, into Maryland. That thing would have been seen by a whole bunch of Biden voters.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, so, I mean, that to me was the whole thing, like, that was a mic drop moment for me, I think.
Well, there were so many. I mean, you know, that entire week on the Republican side, the cross-representation of everyday people coming in and telling their stories and what the Trump administration has directly done for them. I mean, you talk about jaw-dropping. I mean, the mainstream media had to sit there and go, wait a minute, somebody's lying here. Either we're lying or these people, you know, these everyday Americans are lying to the people.
Yeah, and now you're absolutely right that the average people, some of these people are extraordinary people,
yes,
telling extraordinary stories, and as opposed to Hollywood celebrities, you know, and depressed singers, you know, telling stories. It was really effective and impactful because these were real folks, and these were. Mm-hmm. And you're moving. I mean, you go through and say, oh, this was the highlight. Oh, Herschel Walker was great. Oh, wait, Tim Scott was amazing. Oh, wait, the kid from North Carolina who stood up.
Yeah, Nick Sandman, $250 million dollars and counting more later. I mean, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it was beautiful. And it was multicolored, multi-ages. And it was not, it's not the stereotype Republican Party convention, you know, and.
Well, I mean, did they talk, they talked more about life than any other, that I recall, any other previous Republican convention. I mean, it was, you know, this was a pro-life event, no holds barred. You had Abby Johnson coming on talking about her experience, you know, which was documented in the movie, but, you know, directly talking about, you know, that moment that she was in that room where a procedure was being done because they wanted her off the front desk to help out. And, you know, and I've talked to Abby myself many times, but she never had shared that anecdotal statement from that doctor that said, you know, as he was sucking up the spine of that embryo, or that baby, and said, "Oh, beam me up, Scotty." I mean, wow. That was harsh.
And talking about the smell.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it was very powerful.
Well, death has a smell, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really does.
And there's your two, and you can ultimately break it down, and there's your two parties right now. What, you know, you have a choice, you know, choice between life and death.
Mm-hmm.
It's life.
Right.
And one party sort of relishes in, I hate to say it, but when you're for third trimester abortions and, you know, post-birth abortions
right.
versus protecting of life,
mm-hmm.
you know, you've got
to. Not to mention the sale of baby parts.
Yes.
You know, which Planned Parenthood got away with, and the only person that goes to jail is David DeLeiden, who was documenting the interview with these Planned Parenthood officials.
Thanks to who? Ms. Kamala Harris.
Exactly.
Now, she jails journalists.
Right.
You'd think that would matter to people in journalism, you know, but no. But yeah, and that's what we were dealing with in this election, and the violence in the streets. Who's trying to suppress it? Who wants to stop it? Who doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now the polls are showing what they're showing, and now we're having Biden go out there and, oh, this, the violence is horrible, and it's all Trump's fault. Trump's
right.
Fault.
Well, yeah, that was the maxim of the weekend, is that it's all Trump's fault. Well, we always know everything's always Trump's fault, but they're trying to pin the tail on the donkey here on this one and trying to say all the violence that's happening in these Democratic-controlled states and cities is a Republican president's fault.
Yes, and obviously that's a tactic because they knew the polls were what the polls were showing about it, and they had to pin it on Trump. And it gets even more nefarious than that, is that the part of the argument that is made is of Trump inciting and his supporters. Biden was making this argument that Trump supporters are inciting violence. How are they inciting it? If you wear a MAGA hat, if you're waving a Trump flag on your car, you are the responsible because you're in a blue city with a Trump sticker or a Trump flag.
Right.
So therefore, it's okay for us to throw rocks through your window.
Or to shoot at your parade, like what happened in Los Angeles over the weekend.
Yeah, and in South Carolina last week, a group of people. No mention of it. And somebody opened fire on Trump supporters with children involved. You know,
how is the mainstream media not complicit in all this, Al?
Oh, they are complicit. Completely.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the fact that immediately Biden, you know, came out, the Democrats started talking about the violence right after CNN's Don Lemon said, hey, we got to talk about the violence and blame it on Trump because we've seen the polling. We've talked to the focus groups.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the thing switched. So obviously they're listening to see, you know, they're getting their cues. I mean, it's a tag team. I mean, it's not even, there's no separation.
Well, the language is consistent. You know, they will interview a Democratic senator or congressman or woman, and they use certain language and certain trigger words, and then next thing you know, it's being repeated by the talking heads. It's like, wait a minute, do you think people are so stupid that we don't get this?
Yeah. The first night of the convention, the word was dark. That's what I was reacting. It was dark. It was dark. Everything. And it's like, I saw some really cool people. I didn't see much darkness. I thought I saw life. light.
Well, the dark part was after Thursday night when they walked out, and you had Rand Paul and his wife and others being surrounded and abused. I mean, you know, and I maintain this is, you know, the Democrats are so quick and apt to talk about voter suppression. Isn't that a form of voter suppression?
Oh, yes. If you think, yes, yeah. If you're a Trump supporter, you know you're in some place that might be a blue place. How much are you going to advertise it? How intimidated will you be?
Exactly.
That's part of the tactic. This is the militant wing of the Democratic Party. We've seen this before. It's new. We had three letters, KKK.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be a time for courage, Al, because I know some people are going to be intimidated and going, hey, look, I don't want to tell my neighbor, you know, I didn't vote for Joe Biden or whatever. But it's like, you know, if we're going to do something about this country, get it back on strong footing to follow the rule of law, clearly, you know, the tale of two parties, like you said, it's the difference between life and death. And I know that may for some people sound a little extreme, but all you got to do is look at the history of the Democratic Party. And even you don't even have to go that far to look at the history and compare the history of the Democratic Party. And I say the new Republican Party, because this is really becoming Donald Trump's Republican Party, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, and there's a certain vibe. There's a certain vibe to it, and it's got some of the old swamp people upset. That's why some of them showed up at the Democratic convention.
Yes,
you know, because he took away the power. He took away the power of a lot of those Republicans, old school Republicans, and what there is a brashness. There's a willingness to stand up. I mean, like Nick Sandman. I mean, that, you know, to stand up as he did is an example. That's a younger generation. The young Congress candidate. Literally standing up, you know, even though paralyzed, standing up. I mean,
exactly.
There's a fight, there's a spirit, and there's a joy. I mean, that's one of the things that I think separates the two parties. Also, is you know, which party seems like happy people you'd want to hang with?
Exactly.
have a joy out of life and don't take it all so seriously.
Well, as you say, it's a dark and light comparison, and it's interesting. Even when the president gave his inauguration speech, it was a dark speech. What was so dark about it? I mean, he just said, "Hey, we're gonna turn the government back to in the hands to where it belongs, and that's in the hands of we the people." How was that dark?
Yeah, I mean, and it's not even back then. We're still to this idea that Trump is divisive. He can't even go to Kenosha without the Democratic governor thinking, oh no, that's going to make things worse.
Yeah.
No, it's presidential. He goes down there. He meets some people.
That's right.
It's Trump. I don't think Trump likes fighting too much. I think he'd rather have.
But who does?
But exactly. He'll fight. And that's what they don't like.
Well, we got to fight against the lawlessness. Al, I do want to. We got about a minute left, and this may not be fair, but I want to talk about Biden blaming Trump for the execution of a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
And you write, "Look in the mirror, Joe."
Yeah, I mean the idea that Biden, who's not said a thing about the violence in months, and is now trying to blame Trump, as opposed to naming Antifa and talking specifically by name. Is galling to me, because to me, if you're talking about anti-violence and blaming it on Trump, you are encouraging anti-Trump violence to me, and it's just an appalling thing. And the fact that he's partnered with somebody, Kamala Harris, who is urging the protests on, urging donations to bail out the violent people who are doing riots in Minnesota. The idea that's trying to turn around now and try to pin it on Trump is just repugnant.
Exactly. Well, you can find out more at stream.org. Al Prada, the managing editor at The Stream, has been our guest. As always, Al, appreciate it. Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Take it easy.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.